भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय sinful than untruthfulness. Because of this, Mother Earth once said, I can bear any heavy thing except a person who's a liar. Purport. On the surface of the earth, there are many great mountains and oceans that are very heavy, and Mother Earth has no difficulty carrying them. But she feels very much overburdened when she carries even one person who's a liar. It is said that in Kali Yuga, lying is a common affair. Mayaiva vyadhi vyavaharike. Even in the most common dealings, people are accustomed to speaking so many lies. No one is free from the sinful reactions of speaking lies. Under the circumstances, one can just imagine how this has overburdened the earth, and indeed, the entire universe. Om Ajamitmiram Tasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Namah Pristam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Maicham Tathati Shatadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Deena Vandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kopita Rubhyascha Kripa Sindho Dvayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shari Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nahya Satyat Paro Dharma Pitiho Vacha Puriyam Sarvam Shobhum Malam Manye Prate Lika Param Naram You are asking me to be untruthful, and that's the greatest sin. We discussed yesterday that Bali Maharaj was a man of his word, and Shukracharya was asking him to go back on his word. Break his promise, essentially to lie, to say, I'll give it to you, and then not give. So you're trying to make a liar out of me. And there's no worse dharma than that. The lying is it's a demonic propensity. Here, notice Prabhupada translates the satyat as the compulsion to lie. It's not that one has to lie, but one feels compelled, one automatically this urge to lie, the habit of lying, it becomes commonplace. Why should I tell the truth when I can lie? Instead of accepting things as they are, I have to fabricate a story, bend things to suit my purposes, deny what I know to be true, affirm what I know to be untrue, just as a way of life. The way a thief, he sees something, he pockets it. Even if he doesn't need it, he's a thief. So if he sees something, he steals it. But in this age, Kali Yuga, practically everyone is addicted to this propensity to lie. The Prikshit Maharaj saw that the bull
religion was standing on four legs: austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. And Kali is beating on these legs. But where is karma when everyone is infested with untruthfulness? Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahu in isharam apraspara na. Scratch that. Pravittim cha navittim cha janam asukma vidurasura asocham napi cha charo na satyam te shuvidyate. About the demons, Lord Krishna says, this is their program. They don't know what's to be done and what's not to be done. Pravittim cha navittim cha janam na vidurasura. They don't know what's to be done, not to be done. Nashocham, there's no cleanliness in them. They're all, they're unclean. They're accustomed to dirty dealings. And they're dirty in so many ways, with dirty minds, dirty activities, nasty, frugal karma. Nashocham napi achara, they don't know what proper behavior is. Na satyam teshu vidyate, and you won't find truth in them. Their profession practically is lying. The politicians are the poster boys for Kali Yuga lying. As soon as you hear it from the mouth of a politician, you can assume that it's not true. You can assume that it's not true. How often? It's like discovering some rare species some rare lost species to find a truthful word spoken by a politician. Routinely, lying, lying, lying. And so many others. So many others. You can't find, the truth is hard to find in this is one of the qualities of knowledge in the 13th chapter. Not where I'm thinking. It's a different place. Then where is it? 18? It's interesting. I was thinking of something, but it's not there. It's elsewhere. But in any case, this is a brahminical quality to be truthful. Samadhamma tapa shosham shantir arjavamedasha. Jnana vijnanam astityam brahmakarma sabhavajam. What is arjavam? Simplicity. What does simplicity mean? Yeah, no duplicity. Somebody thought that simplicity means like simple living, high thinking. That's not what arjavam means. Arjavam means telling the truth as it is. That's straightforwardness. Straightforwardness. This is the brahminical qualification. He speaks the truth. Prabhupada said, even to an enemy, he'll speak the truth. Saman Dhamma chargeable. Not that always tricky, always hiding things, always bending things for his own advantage. He'll tell you straight out. Chargeable, straightforwardness. Yes. Finally, Krishna is the absolute truth. So the truth means finally what Krishna says. And the preachers are meant to say what's true. Not what's popular, not what wind is votes, not stick your finger in the air and see which way the wind is blowing, see what will make people happy, see what people like to hear. The business of the Brahmin is, Krishna has delivered a message, given a message, and the Brahmin has to deliver it as it is. No adulteration. New message without change. That's his business. So Satyam. And there's no end to it. The lying propaganda of Kali Yuga is a science now. At university, there are professionals who learn the science of lying. Advertising, propaganda. You can be paid high salary for professional quality lying. Professional quality lying. That said, there are circumstances where lying is dharmic. When it's necessary to protect someone's life, for example, then lying is accepted. But not this habitual lying, even about small things, big things, anything. Lying, lying, and more lying. To be honest, this is as it is. I'm not going to say more. Other questions? Microphone.
From this horse that Mother Bhumi doesn't, it's hard to carry the weight of a liar.
But
Yudhisthira Maharaj is famous for never telling a lie, so that means that everybody else is a liar. One person is famous for never telling a lie.
One person is famous for never telling a lie. So everyone else is therefore consider the situation of Mother Earth in Kali Yuga. And practically, if there's one person who's not a liar, it's like, I found one. A person who's truthful. There's in Greek history, there was one philosopher whose name was Diogenes. And he used to go around the city of Athens with a lantern. And he would go up to people and then go to the next person. So, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for an honest man. Yes.
Sometimes some boys who want to come to temple, their parents don't allow for yatra.
What does that have to do with the subject at hand?
Sorry?
Does this have anything to do with the subject of today's class?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then they speak lies to the parents that they have some college work or office work. So should we encourage such a thing?
They lie to their parents that they're actually working when they're coming.
a straightforward explanation, but sometimes for the service of Krishna one may lie.
Prabhupada talked about cheating even among family members, how in Kali Yuga even the family members are cheating. Then he said, we also have the opportunity to cheat our family members by taking sannyas. And about Yudhisthira, who never told a lie, finally he did. And so then some people say, oh, his chariot never touched the ground until he told that lie. Then his chariot touched the ground. And Prabhupada explained that until he hesitated to follow Krishna's instruction, his chariot never touched the ground. Krishna, how can I lie? I've never told a lie. All right, we'll kill an elephant and we'll do something. For Krishna, Bhima struck Duryodhana below the belt, which is against the rules of fighting. Arjuna killed Karna while he was trying to free his chariot wheel, which is also against the rules of fighting. So when Krishna orders war for the interests of Krishna, these things may be done, but carefully. I'm a devotee, so every word out of my mouth can be a falsehood. That's not very good. Our platform should be like Yudhisthira. He was truthful, and when there was a need, then he had to lie. Krishna wants it. But not that habitually lying, just lying. And then lying to cover your lies. And then lying more to cover the lies that cover the previous lies. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Can I make a comment, Maharaj?
Excuse me, while I'm thinking of it, false accounts are also another form of lies. False accounts. To submit false accounts to the GDC man, or to give the book account to the DDT, this is how many we have in stock, when it's really something else. Here we pay for the books as we get them. In other parts of the world, in Europe for example, they pay on consignment. So they take stock. We have this many books, this many we've sold, and as we sell them, we pay. So then, at least in one instance I'm thinking of, they get completely false stock reports so that they could avoid paying a lot of them, they could cheat the DDT. This is what we had in stock, but the real stock was completely different. So this lying is a way of life, lying is a way of convenience, lying is a way of solving problems is not recommended. Then everyone will know that whatever he says, forget it. He can't be trusted. Yes.
Hare Krishna. I have comment on this subject. That actually Dronacharya was the teacher of the Pandavas and Kauravas, and he knew all the weapons and art. So in fight nobody was able to defeat him.
So what?
In fighting nobody was able to defeat Dronacharya.
Yeah.
So Krishna wanted some solution. He should be defeated in order to victory for the Pandavas.
Right.
Then Lord Krishna told Yudhisthira, you speak lie. But Yudhisthira said, I will not speak lie, what your weapons, but I will not speak lie. But then he said, you speak half lie, at least. Then he said, you say, Narova Aswatthama Hato, Narova Kunjarova. Narova Kunjarova. He said, yes, I will do that. Then what happened when the Dronacharya will not believe to anybody except Yudhisthira, because you know he will not speak like. So when he uttered the word Narova, that time able to hear, and when he said, Kunjarwa, Miss Aswatthama is dying, either man or elephant. So when he said Narova, that time was able to hear. But when he said Kunjarwa, that time Krishna blew the conscious and made me so much sound. So he could not hear actually this second part of that. And then Ramachandra left his weapons and sat in the asan. It was meditation. What happened about the Aswatthama? He was Chiranjeev, not to be cut by anybody. So in that time he was killed by Dushyanta. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. When you said about lying, like there is some cross crime. I kill somebody, then somebody gives me some other lifetime. But lying has what type of punishment? Lying has what type of punishment?
Lying has what type of punishment? I have to look in fifth canto. First punishment is that you lose your reputation. When you lose your reputation, everybody knows. It's just like our president, formerly there was one, Richard Nixon, who was president of the United States, and he was caught in some cheating. And then he was caught lying, and then he was caught covering the lie with another lie, and then another lie, and another lie. Well, he completely lost his respectability. And finally he had to resign from the post of president. Because everybody knew this was a farce. This is a farce. So, that's the first thing. First punishment is that you lose your reputation. People know he's not, he's walking around pretending to be a Brahmin, but he's liar number one. Whatever he says, don't believe it. That's the first punishment. Then what other punishments there may be, we have to see. That's up to Yamaraj. Another punishment is, since you've lied to everyone, they don't feel any difficulty lying to you. Yeah, it becomes, this is the thing, it becomes a habit to cheat, to lie, to, it just, like an urge. It's not that we have to lie, but it's like an urge. It's like a habit. It's a habit, and then it becomes like an anarcho within the heart. Like the urge to criticize. We don't have to criticize everyone. But some people, they can't help themselves. They have to criticize. They can't stop. That's their life. That's what I do, like a clock, it ticks. So, we criticize. Like Ramchandra Puri. So, some people, they have this problem. Not some, so many. They just can't stop lying. If they have a choice between telling the truth and lying, they'll lie. The compulsion to lie, Prabhupada called it. Here. So if we're lying to the non-devotees, yes, then the next thing is we'll lie to the devotees. Then even among the devotees, we won't, the trust will be ruined. How can you trust your word? Something else.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, most of the problems is because of miscommunication.
Most of the problems are because of miscommunication.
So as you said that when you try to say in a tricky way, you were mentioning in the beginning, beginning of the class. Not that every time you have to tell it in a tricky way and all.
Not that every time you have to
tell in a tricky way.
Tell in a tricky way.
You have to be straightforward. So, like we have also seen that whenever we say anything straightforward without thinking, that how the other person may feel when I speak like this. Then,
well, that's another thing. That while speaking, one should, what is that? Satyam
priyam hi
priyahitam chayat. This is austerity of speech. Satyam priyahitam chayat. What's the beginning? Avodvego puram bhaktyam. Satyam priyahitam chayat. Svajyadhyasanam chayva. Dhanmaya tapo uchite. This is austerity in the goodness. In goodness. That Aruveda, he's not compelled, first of all, he doesn't have to talk. Aruveda, he's not like, I gotta talk. He speaks as much as needed. Aruveda Puram Bhakya. And Satyam, what he says is true. It's austerity. To speak the truth is an austerity. Because the habit is to speak something else. The habit is to speak and speak. The habit is to speak untruthfully. The habit is to speak in such a way as to harm others. So austerity means to be grave, to control the tongue, to say what's truthful. Priya is pleasing and hitaha, beneficial. To speak something meant to harm others is not good. And as far as possible, we should speak in a way which is reason. Some people are gifted, like Indra Dhanumar, she's one of my heroes. Whenever he speaks in such a pleasing way, in personal dealings, if he just says a few words, they're so nice, so pleasing. Any outsider would think, this is such a nice person, such a nice man. Because the words from his mouth are naturally pleasing. He has that gift. Some of us are less well endowed. And some of us, every word out of our mouth without realizing it is rough and agitating. That's Anudveya Kadam. Not to speak in such a way as to agitate others. Udvega means agitation. Anudveya Kadam, not agitating others. Like children. How do children enjoy sometimes? They'll tease the other child. They'll say something till the other child cries, then the first child is happy. He made the other child angry, or he made the other child cry. Now he's happy. Have you seen this? So with adults also sometimes, they take pleasure in agitating others. Or just thoughtlessly, they agitate others. So one should not speak in such a way as to agitate others. One's words should be pleasing, truthful. But if it comes to a choice between pleasing and truthful, the preacher especially has the job of telling the truth. Prabhupada gave the example, some man is flying a kite on the roof, and he's near the edge and he's busy watching the kite. And you say, hey, what are you doing? How are you? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, you think, why are you yelling at me? That is his duty. It's his duty, because he's trying to save you from falling off the roof. So, everyone is being lost to the tricks of Maya. So if a preacher speaks strongly, even if it's sometimes not so Priya, we favor Satyam over Priya. And Prabhupada was like that. He would speak pleasingly, but he was also strong. And sometimes he would speak, you may be pleased or not pleased. This is what Krishna said. Something else.
Thank you so much. My question is...
Question has to be loud.
Any persons who are residents in a Vrindavan...
Any person who what?
Residents in a Vrindavan. Any persons who stay in a Vrindavan.
Staying in Vrindavan.
It is a compulsory to go back to Godhead.
Any person who is staying in Vrindavan.
Is there a compulsory to go back to Godhead?
Is what back to Godhead? It is compulsory that he goes back to Godhead. No, he doesn't have to, because he doesn't want to. I was thinking, because the subject was lying, I was thinking, when you started, that people from Vrindavan and Mathura districts have something of a reputation for lying. Sometimes it's said, but that's why Krishna said to Arjuna, Kunti Arpati Janihi Name Bhakta Pranashit. You say it, because I'm from Mathura, they won't believe me.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Sometimes somebody asks us something about and we know it, but we don't want to reveal it. So if we say I don't know, so will it be considered lying?
Or you know, but you say you don't know, that's a lie.
So, but that thing is not required to, means we are not in position to reveal that. Means that is not meant to be revealed to others. And if somebody is asking,
so what do you can say, I can't say. Where's the sin? I can't say it. That's almost the same as I don't know, but it's true. Or you can just...
And...
shake your head. As far as possible, sometimes you can think of other times when you have to lie for a person's welfare or benefit. But that should be done very, not for one's own benefit. Bali Maharaj is being asked here, lie so that you can keep the property. Not that.
Yes, as you mentioned, we can try in this way, but in this way, he'll understand that he knows, but he's trying not to reveal.
It's not that everything has to be revealed to everyone. Truthfulness doesn't mean that everything is told to everyone. Just like Rupa Goswami, what is that? Priyamachati Prishtati, to reveal one's mind in confidence. That means I'll tell you things that I won't tell him. Because it just so Arjuna Krishna also says, because you're my dear friend and you're my devotee, I'll tell you something that's secret, rahasya. That means I don't tell anyone, any rascal. Because you're confidential, I speak to you this confidential knowledge. So truthfulness doesn't mean that everything is broadcast to everyone. I found out that yesterday you were seen drinking down the street. When I come back to the temple and I find a microphone, he was drinking on the street, he was drinking on the street. Because I have to be truthful. Being truthful doesn't mean being stupid. That means I'm just interested in broadcasting my own glories as a broadcaster of the truth. And I don't care about you. If I care, then maybe I'll call you in, I'll speak to Buji, you saw this and what's going on. Or maybe I have to go to some responsible person and say, Prabhuji, this is what I saw. There was one sannyasi who had some difficulty, and some other members broadcasting, and Prabhupada was furious. Later, I was just reading, one of those broadcasters had trouble, and Prabhupada said, that's why. He was broadcasting the fall down of some other devotee, and now he's having trouble. It's not that everything we know has to be told to everyone. That's another foolishness. If you look at Vidura, Mahatma Vidura, what he speaks, what he doesn't speak. He was strong like anything. He told Dhritarashtra, that you're keeping a fence personified in your palace. This Duryodhana is against Krishna. He's a fence personified. He'll ruin your whole kingdom. Just told him straight out. Later on, when he came back after the Kurukshetra War, he said, you're old, you've been blind since birth, now your teeth are rotting, your liver's gone bad, you're hard of hearing, you're living on scraps thrown to you by Bhima, who killed all of your sons, so many of your pet sons. You're living like a dog in the house of your enemies, just to stay alive. He spoke very strongly. That was not Priya, but it was Hitta. It was for his benefit. Later, when he met Uddhava, there was some discussion, and Uddhava was asking, no. He met Uddhava, and he was asking Uddhava about the Yadu dynasty, about the Kuru dynasty, and Uddhava told him everything, this news, that news, except about the disappearance of the Yadus and the Kurus. That part he didn't say. And it's mentioned that that was a religious principle, that bad news travels on its own. You don't have to broadcast it and create pain in the hearts of others. So in this world, by studying the examples in Shastra, we have to know how to speak properly, how to speak nicely, how to speak humbly, how to speak truthfully, how to speak strongly.
Another question. Sometimes we speak, if we speak partial truth, partial truth. If we speak partially, and if
partial,
partially.
So partial truth.
Yeah. Like we said, and then he came to know that there was something else also. So then,
if we speak part, again, once you try to be straightforward, sometimes if something is confidential, I'll tell you the part that's not confidential, and the confidential part I won't tell you. That may be required. But not that I try to distort the truth as essentially a way of misleading you. And especially not as an ordinary practice. That this is what I do. You ask me something, I give you a crooked answer. You ask me something else, I have another crooked answer. Ask me something else, I'll tell you a half truth. Ask me something else, one quarter. Not like that. As our general principle should be, this is what it is. Open. Open book.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I just remembered hearing one lecture of Srila Prabhupada.
in which Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that how this is Brahmananda Prabhu,
Brahmananda
Prabhu was coming with Srila Prabhupada at this Bombay airport only, and the custom officials asked him about some product, and he spoke something, and Prabhupada laughs at how he saved money. How he saved money, otherwise they would have told him, oh, this is new, you have to give tax or something. That lecture is not very clear, I heard many times. So Srila Prabhupada saved it, he was laughingly telling the lecturer how he saved money intelligently. So Maharaj, keeping this in the mind, it came to mind that one devotee was asking that to go to a certain place, his company, his office, to go to some place, from one place to another place, the company is offering him a car, rental car. So then he was asking, I need, means, if I don't need the car, but I raise a bill, so I get 3,000 rupees. And the company is anyways cheating us in many ways, they make us work extra, or many such things. So then if I do like this and I get 2,000 rupees extra, so then what is it difficult?
These are the dealings in Kali Yuga. That I raise a bill for something that I haven't spent for. I make a list of expenses that are not real. I, if the cost is 1 lakh, I list it as 2 lakhs. If I sold the building for 5 lakhs, then I list it as 2. Everything cheating. You buy a package of something. The package is this big, the product is this big. Everything cheating. This is Kali Yuga. Everything's like that. So, according to moral principles, this is not very good. Everything dishonest.
The reason was that the company also cheating me so many ways.
You cheat me, I cheat you. This is the society of the cheaters and the cheaters. The man cheats the company cheats the man. The man cheats his wife, the wife cheats the husband. Parents cheat the children cheat the parents, everyone cheats everyone. The propensity to cheat, what is that? The Prabhupada said 4 defects. What is that? Imperfect senses? Tendency to fall into illusion, imperfect senses. To make mistakes. And the fourth one is the tendency to cheat. These are the 4 defects of the condition. So then it gets real big. Like professionally, you know, people, scientists, what's the word, forge their works, the results. You know, the test is this, but they give the results that way. Medical reports, scientific research, expenditures, name a discipline, and there'll be so much cheating. So many, any field, cheating and more cheating. Because this is one of the core defects of the conditioned souls, a propensity to cheat, a compulsion to speak lies. It's not like a tool that judiciously, as required, when moral principles demand it, we speak a lie in the service of a higher truth. No, just as a standard operating procedure. Why should I lie when I could tell something crooked? Why should I deal straightforwardly when I can cheat? it's this compulsion to cheat. And the whole world is full of that, cheating and cheating and cheating. So that if you find someone who's not cheating, amazing. So devotees should be known for honesty, for straightforwardness, for truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, austerity. The last person you want to Yudhisthira cheated for Krishna. We try to cheat Krishna. That story is famous, that Giriraj Maharaj told that he went to make someone a life member, and the person agreed, but then he took the life membership in the name of his little son. Because he figured this way, I'll get the benefit, my son will get the benefit, and his son will get the benefit. So he thought this is very intelligent. Instead of taking it in my name, I'll take it in the son's name. What happened? His son died. And later the man said, Girajji, I'll never try to cheat Krishna again. To try to cheat Krishna, try to cheat the spiritual master. Very bad idea.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, we see in the case of Vasudev, he gave promise to Kans Maharaj that he will deliver all his children to Kans.
Yeah, Vasudev promised Kans that I'll give you all of my sons as soon as they're born.
But he didn't keep his promise at the eighth child. Rather, he hid the child in the house of his cousin, that is Nanda Maharaj, and he instead took the risk of killing that Nanda Maharaj's daughter.
Yes, completely immoral. That he tried to save his son at the expense of Yashoda's daughter, and he disobeyed, he broke his word to Kamsa.
To the degree that Kamsa, demon like Kamsa was also believing Vasudev.
Not also?
Demon like Kamsa Maharaj, he also believed Vasudev's promise. That much honesty
he believed. Because Vasudev was famous as a man of his word. And therefore the pastime, this is Krishna's pastime. That a man who was so truthful as Vasudev, that he came when his first son was born, yes, I promise you take him. So truthful, he knew what Kamsa would do. So truthful. But when, for the sake of Krishna, let my morality go to hell. Yeah, that's also. He didn't tell him everything, but anyway, for the sake of Krishna, and yeah, Krishna sent for the sake of Krishna, then let my morality go to hell. The gopis, how immoral they were to dance with some other boy, leaving their husbands, leaving their fathers, completely immoral by mundane calculation. They're known to be the pinnacle of karma, because they sacrifice everything for the cause of Krishna. So therefore, paramasya tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajani yenikatasya. The intricacies of dharma are very hard to understand. Therefore, we have to follow in the footsteps of the mahajans, whom Bali Maharaj is one. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.